This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We are set for hoops here on your Friday night at Alton Marquette. Nokomis will be in the road black uniforms trimmed out in the crimson and the white. Nokomis in crimson lettering across the front with the white numerals. For Marquette, they're in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the blue with the blue numerals and Explorers in blue lettering across the front. Sobel to jump for Nokomis. It'll be Hendricks into the center jump circle for Alton Marquette. Big crowd on hand here tonight. The Marquette student section has spilled over onto the stage where we are broadcasting from tonight. And here we go. Sobel wins the tap, but it's tipped away by Cortez Harris, and he can't handle it cleanly, and it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Nokomis. Small gym here at Alton Marquette. Just nine rows of bleachers on the west side of the gymnasium. They go inline to inline. No bleachers on the east side. Full court pressure from Marquette. Herbstreet in the backcourt across the timeline with the pass to Tassetti. Alex wearing the knee brace on the left knee, the shooting sleeve on the right elbow. Down on the block to Sobel. Man-to-man for Marquette. Carter spins, draws a crowd. Tough shot, missed it. And the rebound off the floor to Alton Marquette. Owen Williams picks it up. He played a lot of the JV game. Gets the start here tonight. Brett Terry not in the starting lineup. He will play tonight for Coach Steve Medford. Terry and Cox were all tournament team performers over at Metro East Lutheran for Alton Marquette. Just underway opening quarter. Here's Iggy McGee. Kicks it off to Cortez Harris. Dribble drive. Kicks off to Cox. Spencer Cox working on the right wing. Nokomis, of course, in the 1-2-2. Herbstreet on the point. Sobel and Nodal on the back end. In the right corner with Jackson Hendricks. Here's Cox, right corner pocket three, rattled out, no good. Offensive rebound to Owen Williams. Cox will line it up again from the right wing. This one's too strong, and another offensive rebound for Marquette, but they can't handle it cleanly, and it is out of bounds, belonging to Nokomis. 6:47 for the opening quarter. Still no score. Marquette showing the full court pressure. Tassetti trapped in the backcourt, gets it off to Herbstreet. This comes across the timeline. Into the high post to Sobel. Off to Tassetti. He'll back it out near midcourt and reset. Checked there by Cox. Here's Herbstreet in the right corner. Top of the key to Sobel. Carter leaves it for Tassetti on the left wing. Alex high above his head and surveying. Off to Herbstreet. Left side of the key. He's being checked there by Iggy McGee. Herbstreet spins away from trouble. He's cut off. That pass is stolen by Cortez Harris. Harris jumped into the passing lane, races down, stripped away by Herbstreet. It'll stay with Alton Marquette. Good hustle that time from Evan after he committed the turnover. Hustled back on defense and got the strip. 6:09 for the opening quarter. Still no score. Nokomis and Marquette. A little bit of electricity in the crowd after that nice presentation before the start as Alton Marquette honored Steve Kimbrough. His final trip here to Alton Marquette. His final season at the helm of Nokomis. 39 remarkable years. 6 minutes for the opening quarter. Prairie State Conference opener for both teams. Owen Williams gets it off to Cortez Harris. He brings it back between the circles. Herbstreet now on the point of the 1-2-2. It's more of a packed-in 1-2-2 right now. As they get it down on the block, got through Sobel somehow down to Cox. He has nowhere to go. Kicks it off to Iggy McGee. Dribble drive, missed it, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Buckets hard to come by here in the early stages. Evan Herbstreet handles in the backcourt. McGee all over him. Up top to Tassetti. High post to Sobel. Carter will turn and face, leaves it for Seth Johnson. Seth into the hands of Tassetti. 5:20 for the first quarter. Still no buckets on the board. Tassetti working on Cortez Harris. Alex had it poked free, gets it back out of the volleyball spike line. Alex Tassetti leads for Seth Johnson. On the baseline to Sobel. Back to Seth. Johnson rises from 18, way short, missed it all. Herbstreet able to save it in the left corner. Nokomis can reset. Tassetti thinks about a deep three, decides better of it as he's out by that volleyball spike line. High post to Sobel. He'll fire from the right elbow, missed it, and the rebound down to Marquette and Spencer Cox. Here comes Cortez Harris, back to Cox, to McGee. They swing it, left corner, Williams, 4-3, yes. Owen Williams gets the lid off the bucket, left corner three, and Marquette out in front, 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Nokomis still looking for their first bucket. Herbstreet, now Tassetti for the answer. missed it, and Nokomis one and done. Rebound down to Jackson Hendricks. Off to Cox, and he threw it away. Markell was looking to push the issue there, and Cox's pass was thrown behind Cortez Harris. 4 minutes, 20 seconds for quarter number one. Marquette leading 3-0. Nokomis has the basketball in the backcourt. Explorers showing that man-to-man full court pressure as Herbstreit has a defender in his hip pocket up the floor. This time it's Williams. He's had McGee on him. Evans spins away, rises, right elbow, left it short. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Spencer Cox. Quick outlet to Owen Williams. Here's Cortez Harris back to Williams for three again. Missed it this time. And the rebound to Nokomis and Kendall Nodal. 3:50 for the first quarter. Nokomis still has not scored. They have not had too many good looks at the hoop. Tassetti, dribble drive, rises. Hard of the lane, off the heel too strong. That was a good look. Alex just missed it. Rebound down to Iggy McGee. Off to Cortez Harris. Skip pass to Williams. He'll line it up again. Got it again. Owen Williams, two triples. That's all the scoring in the ball game. Marquette out in front, 3:25 for the opening quarter. Better guard him. Herbstreit across the timeline. Spins away from trouble. Seth Johnson on the left wing. Being checked by Harris. Poked away. Harris goes diving into his own bench there. And Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 3 minutes, 12 seconds for the opening quarter. And on back-to-back threes from Owen Williams, Marquette leads Nokomis 6-0. Back to Alton Marquette High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins have it in the front court, trailing 6-0. The Marquette student section, they are fired up, and they are well represented here tonight. They're probably about a quarter of the crowd. Sobel is hammered on his way up. First foul of the ball game, and it'll send Carter Sobel to the free throw line. They will get Jackson Hendricks on the personal. 6'4 senior. Hendricks didn't like it, but he definitely got Sobel right across the arm. Now Carter shooting towards the south rim here, right into the Marquette student section. Toss is good. Hit the front rim and crawled through. The Marquette students have taken up a whole section of bleachers, then they had to spill over onto the stage here at Alton Marquette. Second toss for Carter. Good. He won't be fazed. He has seen it all. Four-year starter for Steve Kimbrough at Nokomis. And the Skins on the board. 6-2 Marquette leads inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Now the Skins come with that three-quarters court trap. And Marquette able to handle. Slows him up, though. In the corner with Spencer Cox. He's trapped there. A soft trap. Harris. They swing it to McGee. Iggy. 4-3. Banked it in. Iggy McGee banks in the triple. And it's 9-2 Marquette. Two threes for Williams, now one for McGee with the bank. Tassetti out front. In the right corner it goes to Evan Herbstreit. Evan wearing the black T-shirt underneath the uni. Sobel, top of the key three. Off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Iggy McGee. Quick outlet to Spencer Cox. Spencer, Euro step, and he's fouled. First foul on Nokomis. They'll get Evan Herbstreit on the personal. Baseline out of bounds for Marquette as Nick Masher going to check in, 6 foot senior. Skins still without the services of Benny Clavin. Hurt his back early in practice, and he's going to be out for the foreseeable future for Nokomis. 2:10, first quarter. 9-2 Marquette. Owen Williams off to Cortez Harris. They swing it now with Spencer Cox. In the corner it goes to Iggy McGee. Back to Cox. Spencer off to Williams. In the right corner to Harris. Lost his footing, able to get the pass away with the left hand to Williams. Now Cox dribble drives. McGee for three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Evan Herbstreit. Outlet to Tassetti. Here comes Alex quickly into the front court. Now he'll wheel around and leave it off for Herbstreit. Evan. Left double. Sobel. Carter gets it to go with a kind bounce. Good soft touch from Sobel. 9-4, Alton Marquette leading 90 seconds for the opening quarter. Harris out front in the right corner to Spencer Cox. Drives baseline, rises up, missed it too strong, and the rebound down to the Skins and Herbstreit. Here comes Evan into the front court, leaves for Masher. Nick Masher lobs down to Sobel. Tough there, double teamed, and we're going to get an official stoppage here. Spencer Cox, he's hurt. He's going to be helped off the floor. He was just standing on the near sideline in front of the Marquette bench in a lot of pain. So after that rebound was corralled, the officials stopped the play, and Spencer Cox right into the locker room he goes. Hopefully nothing serious there. Kendall Lavender, a 6'1 freshman, into the contest for Marquette. Still no Brett Terry. 1 minute to play, first quarter, 9-4, Marquette leading. But Spencer Cox is out. 5'11 senior is Cox. Here's Williams. Can he get three in the quarter? No, that one's too strong. And Sobel had the rebound, poked away by Iggy McGee. It'll be Nokomis ball. 45.9 seconds for quarter number one. The Skins have weathered the early surge here. When you're on the road and you don't score for 4 minutes to start the game, you could dig yourself a big hole. That was not the case tonight for Nokomis. Their defense kept them in the ball game. They're down five with the ball. 33 seconds for the quarter. Here's Nodal off to Tassetti, feeds it to Sobel. At the foul line, dumps down to Masher, kicks out to Herbstreit. Evan rises, baseline, left it short. Tassetti with the rebound. He had good instincts there. He rises up, yes, for Alex Tassetti. Boy, he read that miss beautifully, and he was headed towards the baseline before the ball even hit the rim. 9-6 Marquette, 10 seconds for the quarter. Can the Skins get a stop here at the end of the quarter? Out with Harris with five. He's out at the volleyball spike line. Here is Lavender at the horn, missed it. And after one quarter, it is Alton Marquette 9, Nokomis 6. You're listening to Prairie State Conference Basketball on WSMI. Good, clean quarter of basketball in the opening 8 minutes. One foul apiece, one turnover apiece, 9-6. Marquette leads. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the second quarter. On the floor for the Skins, Tassetti, Nodal, Masher, Herbstreit, and Sobel. Alex Tassetti rises, left it short, got to a nice spot on the floor but missed it. Masher got the offensive rebound, had it stripped loose by Hendricks. Now Jackson on the run out, blocked by Masher, off of Hendricks, and it's going to be Nokomis ball. Boy, Marquette wanted a foul. The official says Masher got right on top of the basketball. That was great hustle from Nick Masher. And to boot, they get possession. But you figure their best-case scenario will be out-of-bounds Marquette. Instead, Nokomis gets the basketball. Here's Masher in the corner with Nodal. Kendall Nodal, bounce pass to Masher. Hendricks really battling Sobel on the inside. Trying to front him, trying to push him off that block. Carter has it. He's triple-teamed. He put it on the floor, ill-advised. What do we have? Travel, jump ball, jump ball. It'll belong to Marquette on the arrow. So that'll be the second Nokomis turnover. Explorers brought three defenders to Sobel. Once he put it on the floor, that was easy pickings for Marquette. Nokomis showing the three-quarters court, 1-2-2 right now. Herbstreit on the point. Cortez Harris across the timeline. The big blue M in the center jump circle here at Alton Marquette. Got the light wood outside the three-point arcs. Dark wood inside the three-point arc. Before you get to the lane. Williams across the floor to Iggy McGee. In the corner it goes to Lavender. Kendall Lavender, just a freshman. Off to McGee. Back to Harris. Bounced it off of Tosetti's foot as into the backcourt goes Harris to retrieve. Now Cortez, full head of steam and a hand check on Tosetti. Well, that's a tough matchup when you got Cortez Harris coming with a full throttle at you. 6:34 for the first half, 9-6, Alton Marquette leading. They fit three triples, two from Owen Williams, one from Iggy McGee. Carter Sobel has a field goal and two free throws, and Tassetti has a two-point bucket. That's the scoring. That's it. Williams looking for number three, missed it out of the left corner. Rebound is picked up by Iggy McGee. Outraced Masher for it. Here's Harris back to McGee. Iggy kicks it. Lavender, little ball fake, drives baseline, stripped. And it's out of bounds off of Nokomis. Good pace of this ball game, physical ball game. Herbstreit out, and Seth Johnson returns for Nokomis. Explorers stack two at each elbow. Harris looking, bounce pass to Hendricks. Back to Harris. Off to Owen Williams. Out beyond the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Iggy McGee. Lavender Back to Williams. 6 minutes, first half. Low-scoring ball game here at Alton Marquette. 9-6, Explorers lead Nokomis. Here's Iggy McGee. One dribble. Kicks to Lavender for three. Missed it. Cortez tapped the rebound, but right to Seth Johnson. There was no way Harris was going to secure that rebound with Sobble there, so he was tapping it, but Nokomis was well-positioned. Lavender now with the ball pressure on to Seti. Alex across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, leaves it off for Nodal. Kendall Nodal, top of the key to Masher. Nick Masher puts it on the deck once, kicks out two to Seti. Marquette really packing the paint, trying to control Carter Sobble, doing a good job so far. Here is Seth Johnson. Left wing to Masher, and a foul away from the ball on Marquette. They're going to get Jackson Hendricks. A little too physical with the ball denial. That'll be two on Hendricks. He's doing a great job, though. That's his number one job tonight. Use all those fouls and keep the ball out of Sobel's hands. Skins line, everybody up on the baseline. Herbstreit looking. Needs to get it in. Does so to Carter Sobel near left corner. Sobel will put it on the floor, brings it out, leaves it for Tassetti out near midcourt. A 3-3 for Nokomis. 5:05 for the first half. Here's Herbstreit on the right wing. Evan being guarded by Harris. Spins away from trouble. Gets to the foul line. Kicks to Tassetti. Alex in the triple threat position being guarded by Lavender. Good job by Lavender to stay right with Alex Tassetti. Alex wants Nodal to go to the other side of the floor. Left elbow to Sobel. Carter bounces through trouble. Rises at the foul line. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Marquette and Lavender. 4 minutes, 35 seconds for the first half. Owen Williams in the right corner. Off to David Thompson, who's checked in, a 5'9 junior. Lavender trapped in the corner, deflected out by Tassetti. It'll stay with Marquette. Saw Tim Gould tonight. Good to talk to Coach Gould. Of course, he's now the boys' soccer coach here at Alton Marquette. They finished state runner-up this year. Of course, he was at Carlinville for a number of years. One of the good guys, Tim Gould. 4:15 for the first half. Here's Cortez Harris into the hands of Davin Thompson. Off to Owen Williams. He'll bring it back out, almost threw it into the backcourt, but Thompson able to corral it in tightrope the midcourt line. Halfway through the second quarter, Williams off to Thompson. Right into the heart to Hendricks, rises up. Oh, he missed it. He had a point-blank look and missed it. I think he sensed 6'8" Carter Sobel coming over to block the shot. Nokomis hanging in this ball game. The offense is lacking. 9-6, Marquette leads. Tassetti, deep three for the tie, missed it. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Owen Williams. He's had a nice half. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Cortez Harris all the way, coast to coast, and draws the foul. Third team foul on Nokomis, second personal on Evan Herbstreit. Nokomis is not deep. Their kids are in shape, and they know how to play with fouls. That's going to get Jake Johnson up off the bench, the 6-foot sophomore, and he will replace Kendall Nodal. Explorers stack everyone left side of the lane. Baseline trigger. Lavender. Safety valves it out to Cortez Harris near midcourt. Herbstreit still in the point of the 1-2-2. Lavender in the right corner. Off to Davin Thompson. Back to Cortez Harris. Thompson now one dribble back to Harris. Knives through. Floats it up and in. Nice move. Cortez Harris went right down the seam with the 1-2-2. 11-6. Marquette. Those are the first points of the quarter on either side. 3 minutes for the first half. Went 5 minutes without a point. Here's Sobel, top of the key. Leaves it for Herbstreit on the left wing. Sobel at the foul line. Carter floats it up. Too strong off the window. Rebound to Johnson. Lays it up and in. Jake Johnson, nice offensive rebound for Nokomis. Back to a 3-point lead for Marquette. Harris off to Thompson. Ball fakes the three. Now he's trapped, and we got a foul on Nokomis. Fourth team foul. And they will get Seth Johnson on the personal. Marquette off to a 4-1 start. Nokomis 1-4. As I told you, though, the The slow start for Nokomis wasn't necessarily surprising, playing in the Stovetop Stuffing Classic, Granite City, Triad, Taylorville, CM. The loss to Ocaw Valley, that was surprising on Tuesday. Marquette turns it over, second turnover on the Explorers, and here comes Nokomis into the front court with Herbstreet into the hands of Tassetti. Sobel comes into the high post. Alex puts it on the deck, works baseline. Stripped and fouled on the way up. Cortez Harris, the guilty party, his first, Marquette's third team foul, and it will send Alex Tassetti to the charity stripe. 6'1 senior Alex Tassetti, 209 for the first half of play. 11-8, Alton Marquette with the lead. Tassetti shooting right into the Marquette student section, and that thing rattled out. Touched all the iron and kicked out. Tassetti just kind of shook his head ever so slightly. Good shooters don't like it when the ball rattles out like that. Second toss. Oh, he missed that one. Left that one short. Misses the pair. And the rebound down to Marquette. Here comes Cortez Harris in a hurry. Gets to the rim, and what do we got? Block? Nope. Charge! Jake Johnson stood in and took it. Cortez Harris a little bit out of control right there as he was looking to dish the whole way. But Johnson stood in. Now the officials getting together. Was he under the hoop? Nope. Offensive foul on Cortez Harris. Johnson was there in plenty of time. 2:02 for the first half. 11-8. Harris will have to sit. He picked up two fouls in a hurry. Iggy McGee back on the floor. Full court pressure from Marquette. In it goes to Tassetti. Being checked by Iggy McGee in the backcourt. Now he's going to be double teamed. Picks up the dribble. Middle of the floor across the timeline with Sobel. Carter down on the baseline to Johnson. Here's Seth Johnson. No. Off the feed from Jake Johnson. And the rebound down to Marquette and Davin Thompson. 100 seconds first half. Thompson for three. That's going to be short on air ball. Might have been partially blocked by Tassetti. Picked up underneath by Sobel. He leaves it for Herbstreet and Evan will walk it up the floor. 90 seconds, first half. What a low-scoring game, 11-8. Four total points in the quarter. Tassetti at the right elbow, leaves for Sobel. Dribble handoff to Seth Johnson. Return pass to Sobel, being guarded by Carter Hendricks. Sobel spins, floats it up, off the heel, hits the rim a second time, won't go down. Rebound to Marquette and Davin Thompson. 65 seconds for the first half. Owen Williams hit two threes in the first quarter. Iggy McGee, dribble drive to the rim, left it short. Rebound to Jake Johnson, and he's fouled. Johnson was not allowed the opportunity to come down on the floor when he elevated for that rebound. Carter Hendricks is first. You got to give the player in the air a chance to come down. Marquette did not. 58 seconds for the first half. 11-8. That is the correct score with 58 seconds to go in the first half. 11-8. If you had the under, you're looking good. 53 seconds for the first half. Nothing's been easy on this end of the floor for Nokomis offensively. They've had every pass is contested and challenged. Tassetti, every catch is challenged. On the left wing with Alex. Being guarded by Thompson, and he reached in and fouled him. First on Thompson, sixth on Marquette with 34 seconds to play in the first half. Thompson tried to hit up that time to jar the ball loose, but caught Tassetti's wrist. Masher out, Herbstreet back on for Nokomis. In front of the Marquette bench, Nokomis will get it in. Seth Johnson finds Alex Tassetti. Half a minute, first half. Between the circles now with Evan Herbstreet. Sobel will come out and take the basketball at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Tassetti on the left side of the floor. Back to Herbstreet with 17. Nokomis appears to be holding for the final shot. Evan puts it on the floor. Now he leaves it for Seth Johnson with 10 seconds. Herbstreet between the legs at the foul line. Seth Johnson, baseline, yes, for Seth Johnson. His first bucket, 2 seconds for the half. Iggy McGee, midcourt, good if it goes off the backboard and no good. A low-scoring half, and Nokomis is right there. After two quarters, it is Alton Marquette, 11. Nokomis, 10. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. Both teams back on the floor, just a couple minutes away from the start of the third quarter, a one-point ball game with Alton Marquette leading. No comments. Sports Saturday for you tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. Then Fighting Illini basketball at number 3 Maryland tomorrow, 3 o'clock with the pregame on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Monday, more high school basketball action for you. Girls play has Carthenville at North Mac. This game's going to be early. The JV game's going to be shortened. They're going to play 2 10-minute halves on Monday night. So we're looking at a varsity tip, 6:45, 7 o'clock with the live coverage Monday night on FM 106, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. And then on Tuesday, a boys doubleheader. Lincolnwood will be at Hillsboro Live at 7:30. Carthenville will be at North Mac. That broadcast about 9. All the action on FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. So what will the second half have in store for us here? You know, think about the 3A state football championship game the day after Thanksgiving. The first half was an absolute offensive showcase. The second half wound up being more of a defensive struggle. You'll see that sometimes. It doesn't matter the sport necessarily, but every once in a while, it'll be a tale of two different types of halves in terms of the style and the productivity. The first half, points were hard to come by, to say the least. We'll see if that's the case all the way through, or if one of these teams can maybe create a little bit of separation by knocking down some shots. On the floor for Nokomis, Tassetti, Sobel, Nodal, Herbstreith, and Seth Johnson. For Marquette, yep, Brett Terry is on the floor. He did not play at all the first half, along with Owen Williams, Cortez Harris, Jackson Hendricks, and Iggy McGee. No Spencer Cox. He was hurt in the first half. Tassetti is trapped, gets it off to Seth Johnson. In the corner to Nodal. Off to Herbstreith. Evan Herbstreith leaves it on the right wing for Alex Tassetti. High above his head and surveys. High post to Sobel. Nokomis has not led tonight. Here's Tassetti on the dribble handoff. Step back for the lead. Yes! Alex Tassetti knocks it down. Tough contested jumper. And Nokomis has their first lead, 12-11. They're showing their three-quarters court, 1-2-2 here. Harris across the timeline. He's going to be trapped out near midcourt and gets it away to Brett Terry. Terry attacks the floater. Good. So he makes his presence felt immediately. 7 minutes for the third quarter. There was a teaching moment from Steve Metford here tonight with Brett Terry. Kendall Nodal baseline way too strong. The air ball, but it deflects right to Evan Herbstreith. Here's Tassetti. And that's what high school sports is really about, helping young people. Tassetti, three, missed it around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Owen Williams. Here comes Williams. Iggy McGee, bounce pass to Harris. He's cut off. Good hustle by Nokomis to get back. Terry to Harris, open, 4-3, missed it. The rebound in the corner picked up by Iggy McGee. Off to Owen Williams. He's open, 4-3, yes. Owen Williams knocks down the three, his third triple of the night, 16-12, Alton Marquette. Five unanswered after Nokomis took their first lead. It was a brief one. Tassetti into the front court. Double-teamed, high post to Sobel. Carter Sobel spins, rises up off the window. It's good for Carter. He has 6 points, 6 minutes for the third quarter. Herbstreith in the point of the 1-2-2. Three-quarters court, slowing Marquette up the floor. Iggy McGee across the timeline. Into the hands of Williams, and he was on the sideline when he made the catch. Fourth turnover on Marquette. That was an unforced error by Owen Williams. Just lost court awareness there. 5:52 for the third. Seth Johnson is out. Nick Masher back in for Nokomis. 16-14 Marquette. Nokomis has the ball. Here comes Tassetti up the sideline. Keeps the bounce alive. Lons down to Carter, and they're going to get Sobel on the offensive. They're going to say he cleared out. He was being fronted right there, and he pushed off to create space. That's Sobel's first, team's first of the half on Nokomis. 5:45 for quarter number three, 16-14. We've already had more scoring here in the third quarter than we had all the second quarter. 6 total points in the second quarter, 4-2 Nokomis. It's 16-14 Marquette for the game. Harris down to Terry, wide open. Oh, he missed it off the left side. Tap back to Hendricks, and he's fouled. Second team foul. Sobel was in the area. Is it Carter? Yep. That's two quick ones on Carter Sobel. Brett Terry missed a point-blank look there. At the free throw line, Jackson Hendricks, the 6'4 senior. Toss, good. Jackson's first point of the night. A three-point lead for Marquette, 17-14. 5:26 for the third quarter. Free throw is no good, and the rebound belongs to Herbstreit. Evan in the backcourt, fouled by Brett Terry. First on Terry, first of the half on Marquette. A three-point lead for Alton Marquette, 5:21 for the third quarter. Not much room on the sidelines when you inbound here at Marquette. Herbstreit is right in the Marquette bench. Gets it off to Sobel, back to Herbstreit. Evan Herbstreit being guarded by Terry, comes across the timeline with a spin. And Steve Kimber wants a timeout. 5 minutes, 12 seconds for the third quarter. Alton Marquette leading Nokomis 17-14. We'll come back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Nokomis has to throw in the backcourt to get the ball in to Seti. Return pass to Herbstreit right at midcourt. Evan across the timeline, turns the corner, attacks, and draws the foul. That'll be three on Jackson Hendricks and two free throws for Evan Herbstreit. That was a good, strong take. Evan put his head down and went up strong. Went right into the chest of the bigger Hendricks. That gets Carter Hendricks to the table. He'll check in. After this toss from Herbstreit, free throw good. Nokomis now going towards the north end and away from the Alton Marquette student section, which is stationed here on the stage. So a much cleaner shooting background in the second half for Nokomis. This to pull the Skins within one. Toss, good. 17-16, Marquette leads. First 2 points of the night for Herbstreit. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Iggy McGee across the timeline. He's going to be double-teamed. Gets it off to Terry. Williams open for three. This kid can shoot it. He's a dead-eye shooter. He's got four threes tonight, 12 points. Man, he can stroke it. 4:40 for the third. Williams, a 5'8 sophomore. Herbstreit spins into the front court. Bounce pass to Tosetti. Alex Tosetti into the hands of Herbstreit. Down in the block to Sobel, and he's fouled. They will get Carter Hendricks on the personal. That's his second. Team's third. Marquette being very physical with Sobel on the inside. That's how you have to do it. It's the only way you can contain him. Carter's not a 6'8 beanpole. He is a well-built young man. He'll be playing baseball at the collegiate level. Lakeland, I do believe, the destination. 4:25 for the third quarter. How'd you like that 6'8 frame coming at you on the mound? Here's Masher down to Sobel. He is free, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the bucket to go. Two free throws for Carter Sobel. Let's see. The personal foul is going to go on Brett Terry. That's his second. Two on Harris, two on Terry, two on Carter Hendricks, three on Jackson Hendricks. Carter has 6 points, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Toss good. 7 for Sobel. That gets Nokomis within 3. 4:15 for the third quarter. Good ball game here tonight at Marquette Catholic. Second toss. No good. Off the heel too strong, and the rebound down to Alton Marquette. Here comes Cortez Harris into the front court. Off to Brett Terry. Spins away, rises up, and he's fouled on the release. Two free throws for Brett Terry. They're going to get Nodal on the personal. That's Kendall's first, third team foul. And it will send the lefty Brett Terry to the free throw line, the 6-foot senior. Did not play in the first half. Coach's decision. Free throw for Terry is good. 3 for Terry. Seth Johnson checks in for Nokomis. Nick Masher will take a seat. 4:06 for the third quarter. Something came onto the floor. Not sure what it is. Owen Williams has picked it up. He's looking for some place to discard it. Tosses it to one of the Marquette assistants. I don't know what it was. 21-17, Alton Marquette leading. One more free throw for Brett Terry. Free throw is good. gets the pair. Terry has four, and Steve Medford wants a timeout. 4:06 for the third. Marquette leads Nokomis 22-17. We're back following these messages on WSMI. Spencer Cox back on the Marquette bench now, and he has the shoe and sock off his left foot, and he has some sort of ankle injury because he's got both his hands underneath his left quad, just kind of lifting it up to keep his foot off the ground so there's no pressure on it. So he's not coming back tonight. He might be out for a while from the looks of it for Marquette. Tosetti trapped in trouble. Finds Noto. Oh, he had a dribble to take. Didn't take it, and the ball rattled out. Sobel gets the rebound. Left-hand finish good. 9 for Sobel. 22-19 Marquette. Noto rushed that one ever so slightly, but it worked out for Nokomis. Cortez Harris finds Brett Terry in the right corner. Bounce pass out to Harris into the hands of Iggy McGee. Or Owen Williams running that baseline. You got to keep track of him. He's a dead-eye shooter. Here is Carter Hendricks off to Harris, back to McGee. 3:25 for the third quarter. Owen Williams comes and gets the basketball. Off to Harris it goes. Back on the right wing to Carter Hendricks. Back to Cortez Harris. Explorers taking their time, trying to probe inside this 1-2-2. Owen Williams, one bounce, now to McGee. Off to Harris. On the baseline to Carter Hendricks. Finds Terry. He has quadruple teamed in there. Kicks it out to Harris. Into the hands of Iggy McGee. 3 minutes for the third quarter. A three-point Marquette lead. It was one at the half. Owen Williams, that pass is tipped but picked up by McGee right in front of the Marquette bench. Off to Brett Terry. He will rise up over Sobel. Yes. Brett Terry has six all in the quarter. Didn't play in the first half. Now he's in the point of the pressure. In it goes to Carter Sobel. Finds Tosetti streaking down the sideline. Alex rises up, too strong. One and done for Nokomis. Here comes Iggy McGee. Nice lead pass to Harris. Cortez missed the layup. I think he got away with the travel. He didn't put the ball on the floor. Here comes Evan Herbstreit across the timeline. Into the hands of Sobel. Carter in trouble, almost tied up. And he's going to be called for double dribble now. Yep. The ball got touched by Marquette. Sobel ripped it away, but he lost his dribble as a result of that. He put it on the floor one more time. That's a good call. 2:20 for the third quarter. 24-19, Alton Marquette leading. Skins hanging around here. Led briefly here in the third quarter. A one-point lead, that was it, and it lasted all of one possession. Here is Joe Gulstorf, who's just checked in. He gets it off to Iggy McGee. 2:05, third quarter. Harris thought about a deep three. Instead, off to Owen Williams. Into the hands of Iggy McGee. Iggy out front, left side of the key now. Inside of 2 minutes for the third quarter. A five-point Alton Marquette lead. Williams off to McGee. Iggy gets a ball screen from Gulstorf. Harris in the corner to Williams. Owen Williams. Bounce pass to Terry. Skip pass to McGee. Iggy floats it up and draws the foul. Two free throws for Iggy McGee. They will get Herbstreit on the personal. That is Evans' third. 100 seconds for the quarter. 24-19, Alton Marquette leading. McGee 3 points tonight, and the free throw good. 25-19, biggest lead of the night for Marquette. It was 9-6 after one, 11-10 at the half. That free throw off the heel too strong, rebound down to Herbstreit for Nokomis. He's in the backcourt and in trouble, being hounded in a foul. Look at Owen Williams on the reach-in. That's his first, team's fifth. 94 seconds for the third quarter. Kendall Lavender will check back in. The 6'1 freshman, Iggy McGee, will take a seat. In the backcourt, Herbstreit on the sideline gets it in to Tosetti. Alex Tosetti being guarded by Cortez Harris. Takes his time in the backcourt. He will come across the timeline with a crossover. 85 seconds for the quarter. Into the hands of Sobel. Off to Jake Johnson. Herbstreit has it now on the left wing. Down to Sobel. Left block. Good position. Good. And a foul. Count it. And a free throw coming for Carter Sobel. He has 11. That gets Nokomis within four. And they get Gulstorf on the personal. That's the sixth team foul. So the next foul, Nokomis is shooting the rest of the way. That could be huge. Now Carter for the old-fashioned three. Toss. Good. 8 in the quarter, 12 in the game for Sobel. And it's 25-22 Marquette. A minute 13 for the third. The Skins continue to hang around. And historically, you let Nokomis hang around, usually ends well for them and not so much for their opponent. We'll see what happens here tonight. This is a very good Marquette team. Lazy inbounds pass. Herbstreet almost got there, deflected it out. It'll stay with Marquette. Explorers are without Spencer Cox. He hurt his ankle in the first half. He will not return. He sits on the bench with his left shoe and sock removed and his ankle elevated. 65 seconds for the third quarter. Three quarters court pressure from the Skins, just slowing Marquette's pursuit up the floor. Final minute of the quarter. Cortez Harris pulls it out near midcourt. Herbstreet on the point of the 1-2-2. Sobel and Jake Johnson on the backside. Harris keeps the bounce alive. No pressure on him as he bounces out near midcourt. Nokomis more than content to let Marquette dribble some time off here. 40 seconds for the third. Owen Williams off to Harris. Now they move. On the baseline, Brett Terry. He's double-teamed. Picks up the bounce. Leaves it back for Cortez Harris. Into the hands of Terry. Brett Terry almost had it ripped away. Gets it off to Harris. 25 seconds for the quarter. Tosetti thought about trying to knock that ball away from behind. Thought better of it. Good decision there from the senior Tosetti. Marquette looks like they will indeed hold for the final shot here. 12 seconds for the quarter. A three-point Marquette Catholic lead. Into the hands of Cortez Harris with seven. Still out at the volleyball spike line with five. Harris deep beyond the arc. Williams contested three at the horn. No. And after three quarters, it is Alton Marquette 25. Nokomis 22. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Alton Marquette. 25-22, the Explorers leading Nokomis, and we found some offense in that third quarter. It was 11-10 at the half Marquette. That quarter won by Marquette 14-12, so both teams outperformed themselves in the third quarter from the entirety of the first half. Skins right in the ball game, down three. Marquette gets the basketball to start the money quarter. Here's Brett Terry off to Cortez Harris. Nokomis very comfortable in this type of low-scoring affair. 7:40 to play. What a win this would be for the Skins if they can do it after that loss on Tuesday to Ocala Valley. Trapped as Harris gets it away to Iggy McGee. Into the hands of Owen Williams. One dribble, pulls up, left it short, rebound down to Jake Johnson. They ran Williams off the three-point line that time and forced him into a one-dribble pull-up. Nokomis has led just once. It was by a single point early in the third quarter. Up top with Nick Masher. Dangerous pass down to Johnson. Left hand, no. And the rebound down to Marquette. Quick outlet to Williams. They airmailed it into the bleachers. Fifth turnover. This has been a clean game in terms of the turnovers. That's number five on Alton Marquette. The Skins have turned it over just four times. And with the pressure and intensity this game has had, that is well done on both sides. 7 minutes for the ball game. At some point, you might have to say, what's left in regulation? Sobel, top of the key to Masher. On the left wing with Herbstreet. Down to Tosetti. Fades on the baseline, left it short. Rebound, Masher ripped away by Harris. Saves it to McGee. What a play. That is poked away from behind. Picked up off the floor by Herbstreet. What a sequence that was. Effort, energy, and hustle. That's been the name of this game. Win or lose, Steve Kimbrough has to like the way his team's competed here tonight. Herbstreet, yes, on the spinning 15-footer off the right elbow. His first field goal, he has four. And Nokomis pulls back within a point, 25-24. 6:15 to play. Terry drives baseline, got caught behind the backboard, kicks out to Harris. Terry, short baseline, pump fake, dribbles to the foul line now. Into the hands of Cortez Harris. 6 minutes for the ball game. 25-24, Marquette leading with the basketball. Iggy McGee, left wing, three ball, yes. Owen Williams again, his fifth triple of the night. He threw a little ball fake in there that got the defense to take a step to the left, and then he canned the triple. 28-24, Marquette. 5:40 for the game. High post to Sobel. Carter will turn and work on Jackson Hendricks. Now leaves it for Masher. In the corner to Herbstreet. Evan Herbstreet. in the corner to Nick Masher, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 5:30 to play in the contest. It is Alton Marquette 28, Nokomis 24. Back to Marquette Catholic High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Marquette Catholic High School. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this Prairie State Conference action on your Friday night. What a ball game. 28-24, Marquette Catholic leading. 5.5 minutes to play. Skins have the basketball in the front court. It'll be a sideline trigger, free throw line extended for Nokomis. Skins have two timeouts remaining as Herbstreith gets it into, check that, Tosetti gets it into Herbstreith. As Evan being checked by Owen Williams. Owen Williams, three-point shooting the difference in this ball game right now. He has 5 triples. He has 15 of Marquette's 28. Sobel has 12 of Nokomis' 24. Jake Johnson on the right wing. Top of the key to Setti. 3, left it short. Hit the rim a second time, and the ball's loose on the floor. Masher has it, and he's tied up. Who has the arrow? Nokomis does. No, they do not. Marquette does. I think Nokomis has the arrow. The official just pointed the wrong way. Yeah. It's Nokomis' ball. I was looking at the scoreboard with the arrow. That's where it was. And as soon as he pointed Marquette's way, all the Nokomis players pointed right to the scorer's table. Quickly corrected. Skins line everybody up on the baseline. Herbstreit gets it in to Tosetti. Boy, they could use Alex's three-point mastery here down the stretch as he gets it into Sobel, and Carter muscles it up and in. 14 for Sobel, 10 here in the second half. A two-point lead for Marquette, 28-26. They've led basically the entire way, but Nokomis has never let them pull away. 4:40 to play, 28-26. Alton Marquette leads with the basketball. Herbstreit on the point of the 1-2-2. Iggy McGee off to Cortez Harris. He's out at the volleyball spike line. McGee, left side of the key. High post to Terry. Brett draws a crowd, kicks out to McGee. In the corner, Williams. He'll fire for 3. Got it again. Owen Williams, his 6th 3. That time he put it right over Carter Sobel. Wow. What a night for the sophomore. A career night for the 5'8 sophomore. 31-26 Marquette. Sobel, right elbow. Yes, he banked it in. 16 for Sobel. Halfway through the money quarter. 31-28, Brett Terry blocked by Sobel, still got it up on the rim, and then the rebound poked away from Johnson by Cortez Harris. What a job by Harris, a new possession for Marquette. What a play that was. Johnson came down with the ball before he could really secure it. Cortez Harris slapped up, ball went straight up in the air, picked up by the Explorers. 3:40 to play. Cortez Harris on the right wing, Owen Williams in the left corner. You must know where he is at all times. Hit 2 threes in the first, 2 threes in the third, 2 more here in the fourth. 31-28 Marquette Catholic, 3:20 to play in the ball game. Cortez Harris out near midcourt, cut off, leaves it for Iggy McGee. Iggy holding the basketball. Now they will play a little two-man game out front with McGee and Harris. Here's Owen Williams on the left wing. He will put it on the floor, bounces in the corner to Jackson Hendricks. Across the floor to Iggy McGee. 3 minutes to play. Marquette taking some time off now. Terry, top of the key, attacks right at Sobel. Layup, no, off of Hendricks. It'll be Nokomis' ball. Good contest in there from Carter Sobel. Terry couldn't get it over the 6'8" frame. Full court pressure. Herbstreit gets it in to Tosetti. Alex Tosetti. In the backcourt, Nokomis trailing by 3. In the front court, the pass to Herbstreit. Off to Sobel, back to Tosetti. Alex doesn't have a 3 tonight. That's a rare feat in and of itself. This would be a great time for one. Sobel, top of the key, cut off, leaves it for Alex. Tosetti now with 2:25 to play on the dribble. Works left side. Keeps the bounce alive, being checked by Iggy McGee. Now he picks up the dribble. Top of the key to Carter Sobel. Right back to Tosetti it goes. He's out near midcourt. 2:15 to play. It's coming down to it. High post to Sobel. Carter, long two, missed it. Rebound to Masher, and he's fouled. Marquette's over the limit. That's their 7th team foul. Jackson Hendricks whistled for his 4th personal, and it's 1 in bonus for Nokomis and Nick Masher. 2:08 to play. Skins trail by 3. Masher, the 6-foot senior, has not scored tonight. This is a big free throw. Got to make the first to get the second. The lefty lines it up and knocks it down. That thing didn't even touch the iron. The pure swish. You could hear the ball go through the net with that crispness on that toss. That's how pure it was. Second toss, got them both. That one touched a little bit of the iron, but puts it down. And Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 2:08 to play. We got a one-point game. Marquette 31, Nokomis 30. Back to Marquette Catholic in just a moment. A great high school basketball game here tonight at Alton Marquette as Marquette Catholic leads Nokomis 31-30. The Explorers built, I think, a six-point lead late in the third quarter. But other than that, we have been basically in a one-possession situation the entire ball game here, as Nokomis has led just once. That was briefly early in the third quarter by a single point. They have it back to a single point right now with 2:08 to play. Nick Masher just knocked down a couple of big tosses to pull the Skins within one. Nokomis going to show the ball press here. Herbstreith on the point. Iggy McGee will throw it in. Gets it into Cortez Harris. A soft pass. Herbstreith went for the steal, didn't quite get it. Can the Skins get a stop? 2 minutes to play. Harris off to Williams. Got to watch this kid. He's got six threes tonight. He might be 6 of 7, 6 of 8. He has been on fire. 108 seconds to play. Marquette going to take the air out here. They're going to work the clock. Nokomis is going to have to come out in pressure. 100 seconds to play. Harris gets into the lane, then dribbles back. Marquette might, if they can, they won't take another shot. 90 seconds to play. Williams off to Harris. Into the hands of Terry. Off to Iggy McGee. 80 seconds to play. Dribble drive. Now kick out to Harris. Herbstreith with the pressure. Harris kicks to Williams. Ran off the three-point line there. Brings it back out front. Leaves for McGee. Here's Harris. Dribble drive. Wraparound pass. Hendricks. Good. That was a great possession for Alton Marquette. Dribble drive baseline, found Jackson Hendricks for the easy putback. Final minute of the game. A three-point lead. Tosetti lost his dribble in the backcourt. He's in trouble. Has to pass in the front court to Sobel. Must possession for Nokomis. Doesn't have to be a three, but they need a bucket. 45 seconds to play. Herbstreith in the right corner. 33-30 Marquette. Jake Johnson finds Nick Masher. Tosetti for three, and the tie, missed it. Rebound, though, weak side to Herbstreith. Half a minute to play. Here's Sobel in the right corner for three. Missed it. Rebound, Masher, put back, no! And the rebound down to Marquette, 25 seconds. Masher tried to tip that in, and a foul on Nokomis as McGee was in full steam ahead mode. Masher just tried to tip that in instead of coming down and going back up. Skins had two good looks at threes there. One in the left corner from Tosetti, the other in the right corner from Sobel. Good strokes, just wouldn't go down. 21 seconds to play, a three-point Marquette lead. On the baseline, they get it into Terry, and Nokomis quickly fouls. 19.7 seconds to play, and that is team foul number 6, so still not over the limit. One more foul to put Marquette to the free throw line. Nick Masher out, Seth Johnson in. 33-30, Marquette leading. 19.7 seconds for the game. Can the Skins come up with a steal? That's what they'll be looking for here. They don't get that quick foul. And hope Marquette misses the foul shot. And it goes to Owen Williams in the backcourt. You probably don't want to foul him, but you don't have a choice. Off it goes to Iggy McGee. Into the hands of Williams. Clock ticking, precious seconds, and the foul given on the freshman, Kendall Lavender. 11.3 seconds to play. It'll be one in bonus. So if you're Nokomis, you got a block out here. Sobel and Jake Johnson in the low block position. Jackson Hendricks will check back in for Alton Marquette. He'll replace Owen Williams. 11.3 for the ball game. Huge free throw here for the freshman, Kendall Lavender. A three-point lead. Toss. Good. Four-point lead for Marquette. First point of the night for Lavender is a big one. Now the freshman to make it a five-point Marquette lead. The toss is no good. Rebound down to Herbstreit. Nokomis has to go quickly now. 8 seconds. Herbstreit into the front court with 7 seconds. Picks up the dribble to Setti. Three ball. Missed it. Been that type of night for Alex. And the rebound down to Terry. And that's going to be the game. Nope, they get a foul with 0.2 seconds to play. Nokomis is going to come up just a little bit short here tonight. What an effort. Just one of those nights where the three-point shot would not fall. Nokomis tonight, let's see, did not make a three-point field goal. Had their chances, just not to be tonight for Nokomis. Terry's free throw is off the heel and down. 7 points for Brett Terry. Just 0.2 seconds. So the final of this game is actually going to wind up a little bigger than this game was. This was hotly contested the entire way. Terry's second free throw is good. That's going to be a 6-point win for Alton Marquette, but it was a lot closer than that. The Explorers survived Nokomis here tonight. 36-30 the final. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. What a great high school basketball game here tonight. Nokomis comes up on the short end of it. 36-30 the final as Alton Marquette improves to 5-1 on the year with the loss. Nokomis will fall to 1-5. This was a low turnover game. I had Nokomis for just 4, Marquette for just 6. And the difference in this game wound up being the three-point shooting. Owen Williams knocked down 6 threes for 18 points to lead all scorers. Conversely for Nokomis, they did not make a three-pointer here tonight. And they had some good looks in the closing moments when it was a three-point game. Tassetti had a good look in the left corner. Sabla had a good look in the right corner. Both good strokes, just would not go down. And some nights are like that. Some nights you just can't buy one. And that was one of the nights for Nokomis here this evening. So 36-30 the final. As we look at the scoring totals, first for Nokomis, Carter Sabal finishes with 16-12 in the second half. He's the only Nokomis player to reach double figures. 4 for Evan Herbstreit, 4 for Alex Tassetti, 2 points apiece for Seth Johnson, Nick Masher, and Jake Johnson. Quarters of 6, 4, 12, and 8 for the Skins. For Marquette, quarters of 9, 2, 14, and 11. They were led by Owen Williams with those 18 points on 6 three balls. He's the only Explorer to reach double figures. Brett Terry had 8 points all in the second half after not playing in the first half. 4 points for Iggy McGee, 2 points for Cortez Harris, 3 points for Jackson Hendricks, 1 point for Kendall Lavender. Nokomis was 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Marquette was 7 of 10. The concern for Alton Marquette coming out of this game will be the health of Spencer Cox. He left in the first half with an ankle injury and did not return. It's what high school sports is about here tonight. It was a fantastic ball game. Before the game started, Alton Marquette honored and recognized Steve Kimbrough. Of course, this is Coach Kimbrough's 39th and final season. He was presented with a plaque before the ball game, and in as classy a move as you will see. After the little presentation, Steve Mefford brought his entire team out, and every single one of his players went up and shook Steve Kimbrough's hand. So you salute Steve Mefford and the Alton Marquette Athletic Department for a job well done in honoring and recognizing the great Steve Kimbrough here tonight. But Coach Kimbrough, all he wanted was the win. Almost got it, came up just a little bit short. But I do believe after he was upset about the effort of his squad on Tuesday in Ocala Valley, I think he'll be happy with the effort here tonight. He'll be the first to tell you. Sometimes you play good and lose. Sometimes you play bad and win. Tonight, Nokomis played good, but just lost the ballgame. They're going to be just fine moving forward. They bring this type of effort and energy. They are going to be the handful that we all expect them to be as the season moves along. Want to thank Athletic Director Jack Holmes for his hospitality here tonight. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you've heard on our broadcast tonight and throughout the season. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced tonight's action here on FM 106. We'll have Sports Saturday tomorrow morning at 9:03. All the scores for you. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. And then more high school hoops coming up next week. Monday night, girls action. Carthenville will be at North Mac. That will be an early start with shortened JV quarters, so probably about 6:45 with the live coverage Monday night here on FM 106. You can always find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. And tomorrow will be a week away from the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer at Lincolnwood. Looking forward to that very much. We look forward to seeing you out at Lincolnwood High School coming up a week from tomorrow for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer. What a game here tonight. It was 11-10 at the half, but the offense picked up a little bit in the second half as Marquette survives Nokomis 36-30. That is going to wrap it up here for Marquette Catholic High School. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night.